When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Here we are with a Tuesday edition of the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike and Spike and Fritz. Ike, how we feeling?
Spike Lee, it's Tuesday. Got a big game coming up Sunday. Pace yourself. Holiday weekend, Jackie baseball. It's time to start looking at different options. Just saying. Holla at your boy.
I think Embiid's ducking the home crowd. What do you guys think? Spike thoughts?
Oh, boy.
No, Soto's dead. We can move on.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, we definitely. Yeah, Juan Fritz is gonna not gonna happen.
I got to find another way to get Ike to eat the mayonnaise, the bucket of mayonnaise. Yeah, well, sacrifice for something else coming up. Well, we do. It's a short week, but we do not have a short show. No, we have a giant show as we always do. It's Tuesday, so Elliot Shore Parks joins us at 3 o'clock for the entire hour. Jordan Mailata will join us at 4 to talk about their dominant performance on Sunday night. Flyers in 50 returns at 4:30 today. Ooh. Little Broads action, and then the top 5 at 5 o'clock.
Oh, did they win last night?
I don't know.
No, I think they lost in a shootout.
Yeah, because they were up 2-0.
Yeah, well, listen, goalie issues per usual, I think. Although Michkov, he was showing off some vision. He's a game winner on Saturday.
Yeah,
I saw that.
Oh, man, the Michkov mania was out of control. Yes. We almost had to do emergency Flyers in 50 on Sunday.
Yeah,
I thought we were all going to come in.
Believe we've waited so long. I'm sure Broads is going to want to do the Flyers in 50 as if it were on Sunday, but I'm not going to allow him to do that. So I start off the show today thinking about our football team and our head coach. You know, Ike, you're a Sirianni guy.
Yes.
I am a Sirianni guy. I have been converted over the last, 6 weeks, I would say, or so. And we learned yesterday that Jack now is coming to the side of being a Nick Sirianni.
Yeah, it makes me nervous.
Yeah, a little suspicious of that one.
Listen, I keep it real on this program, especially when it comes to the Eagles.
So here's what I'm thinking. Nick Sirianni's contract is up after next season, and I would give Nick Sirianni a contract extension right now. I do believe he's earned it.
Would you stop it?
No, I do. I would. And let me explain to you why I think not only he's earned it, but I think it is good for the coach, it's good for the organization, it is good for the team. So the Eagles have a history of extending guys before they actually need the contract, with their players at least. They take care of the players that they want to see in Midnight Green for several years. They give them the extensions early. They do it with players all the time. And I think it would be good for the team. I think it would be good for the org. I think it would be good for Sirianni for them to do the very same thing they do with the players with him. And here's why I think so. First of all, I think he's earned it. I think as Elliot and Howard have told us repeatedly over the last several days, he has the best winning percentage of any current NFL coach right now. He has not won a Super Bowl, but he's been to a Super Bowl. He will be in the playoffs, we think, knock on wood, once again this year.
Unless another collapse is coming, then we don't have to worry about that extension.
he has righted the ship, with a lot of talent, but from what happened at the end of last year, I think it would be fair for us all to say that we're all worried, at least, or at least had our eyes open that it could happen again. And in fact, it's gone the other way. It sort of seems like they have rallied together and they get better and better and better every week. But here's the reason that I think it is most important to give him an extension right now. A confident Nick Sirianni is the best Nick Sirianni. And we saw the beginning of this season when nobody, quote, knew what his job was. He made his worst decisions when I thought he was trying to prove his value, prove his worth early in the year. His decisions in game didn't seem to line up with what we had seen about Nick Sirianni previously. Mm-hmm. And I think going into the home stretch of the season, going into the playoffs, having a Nick Sirianni that isn't worried about trying to prove his value to anyone, whether it's the national media, the local media, Howie Roseman, Jeff Lurie, I think we are going to get the most effective Nick Sirianni if he is not worried about his job. If he knows that he has the confidence of, he knows he has the confidence of the players, but if he knows he has the confidence of the organization too. So I would give him that confidence. I would reward him for a job well done. I would reward the team for playing for him. And I would go into the playoffs knowing that Nick Sirianni is the guy not only for this year, but for the future. And I would give Nick Sirianni a contract extension.
Yeah, as much as I like Nick, and believe me, this thing would have to end poorly for him not to get an extension at the end of the season. That's when I would wait to do it. Again, it's not about him not being deserving of it. I think his record speaks for itself. But there's a lot of expectation placed on this team. And, you know, I have to see how this thing unfolds, how it plays out, particularly in the postseason, for me to feel good about moving forward. And again, I like Nick Sirianni. I think Nick Sirianni is a very good football coach. He knows how to relate to his players. He knows how to inspire. He knows how to bring those guys together. Quite frankly, the times that he's faced adversity, I know in the heat of the moment, he wasn't able to pull the team out of the struggles they were in coming down the stretch last year. But I'm not so sure that was completely all on him. He gets held responsible for it, but the players have to do their part and want to play and want to win. I'm not so sure how much of that was part of the issue at the end of the season as well. This year, when you see everybody is motivated and still on the same and striving for the same goal, when they had a little adversity early, they pulled together. Right, he was able to pull them together and get through it, and actually they become better since. The future is bright. I really believe that. But this job is a pressure cooker. And when you have this much talent at your disposal, expectations are high. And I can't – the only scenario I could see him not being here next year – is if they were to get in the playoffs after they win this division and lose that first playoff game at home. I don't know how you bring him back after that, if that were to happen, right? Like, they win the NFC East. Let's say they don't get the number one seed. They get the number two seed. And that first game is at the Link. And if we're playing Green Bay or Minnesota, right, and if we don't win that game, I don't know how you sell to this fan base that this is the guy you just gave a 2 or 3 year extension to and he's going to be here. Now, the details do matter because they could lose the game and it could be the quarterback threw 3 interceptions or whatever, right?
Right, so, and Green Bay, Minnesota, both respectable
solid teams. Yes, solid,
respectable
and that's
teams.
Why I put those teams there because yep. That's where it could happen at.
Yep.
I would have to wait. It's a little unfair to him because you look at his, like I said, you look at his record and you say, why wouldn't you give him an extension? Especially like he's going to make the playoffs 4 straight years. But there's so much pressure on what they do in the postseason that I got to wait until after that's done. I got to wait until after that's done, see what they do, and then I'm happily giving him a 2 or 3 year extension with no problem. It's not he has to go win the Super Bowl. Or he has to at least win a playoff game. Right? Can we say that? That's the bare minimum? You got to win one playoff game.
Well, I mean, 215-592-9494, would you give Nick Sirianni an extension right now? Look, for it to be a successful season, they have to win a playoff game.
Yeah.
But I don't know that he needs to win a playoff game for me to say that he's the coach here.
Yeah.
In fact, I actually, and my position would be, I think you're giving yourself a better chance to win those playoff games if Nick has an extension now. I think the thing that everybody's worried about, I think if we were to ask everyone. What are the two things you sort of worry about going into the playoffs? The two things would be, well, if just being fair about it, if Jalen has to throw a bunch of times, I'd be worried. And I'm worried about Nick Sirianni's decisions. Those are the two things I think that pretty much come up. And I think we have a better chance of getting the best out of Nick Sirianni. I think we have a better chance of getting the best decisions if this thing is settled.
He doesn't feel pressure or he doesn't feel the need to do.
He doesn't, if he, there's not a fourth down decision in a playoff game that he's thinking, well, my whole job could depend on this. And look, their jobs depend on it every game anyway. I think that's just sort of the, you live and die with that as a coach. But I don't think he needs, I think if he feels like he has to prove something in that way, that thing that we were seeing at the beginning of the year, I think that was him trying to prove his value. And I don't want him doing that in the playoffs. I want him to know his value. You know, like some people respond well with negative feedback, and some people respond well with positive feedback.
Yeah.
And most people, it's positive. And I think Nick is the sort of guy, the more confident he feels, the better Nick Sirianni we're going to get.
Now, wouldn't this sort of go against his sort of messaging? Keep your head down, work, don't drink the perfume, smell it. Like this
Maybe
is
they
almost,
should keep it secret.
This is almost as if he's being rewarded and the job's not finished. Mamba mentality. Job's not finished.
It's a good point.
Right? So he's being rewarded and it's not finished. So that's part of the reason why I wouldn't do it. And again, I'm rooting for him because I hope he gets a 2 or 3 year extension after this season.
Yep.
But I got to have a postseason success. I got to have some semblance of success in the postseason with this team.
All right, 215-592-9494. Would you give Nick Sirianni an extension right now? We will get to your calls and also Jack's most likely
riveting commentary,
maddening opinion right after he tells you about Scott Honda.
You've heard me talk, of course, about Scott Honda in Westchester, where I bought my first car and my current Honda. But I was also in there a couple weeks ago testing out their first all-electric SUV, the Honda Prologue. The Prologue is sleek, yet sporty and packed with technology. Also is very spacious for adventures and growing families like myself. So celebrate happy Honda days at Scott Honda of Westchester and now in Vineland, New Jersey. Plus, test drive the new Prologue. Also, ask about the unbelievable deals in the Prologue right now. Visit ScottAutoGroup.com and as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
All right, 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP.
Man, it's a good topic. Spike, you and Jack, man, y'all all over the place, man. I love the fact y'all on the Nick Sirianni side, but it's like, we don't got to give him the extension just yet. See, Nick Sirianni, great coach, you know, elite-level coaching. But it's like Nick Sirianni also is a cocky dude. I don't want to give him that extension because it's like you know, sometimes, like, when somebody proves something, like, they want to show. Like, remember, like even Jalen. Jalen don't ever talk, right? He don't ever say nothing. We in the Super Bowl, he starts saying, like, yeah, I remember you said I remember some of y'all ain't think I should be the quarterback. Like, it's like you give somebody, like somebody, they achieve something, everybody, they whole personality changed. Like, they want to start, you know, taking receipts.
Well, he got his extension.
You said what?
Jalen got his extension without winning
the
Super Bowl.
Yeah, but that was once he went to the Super Bowl.
Well, so did Nick Sirianni.
Right, but like, what I'm saying is, Jalen, the contracts were done at separate times. Like, Nick Sirianni had only been for 2 years when he got the extension. Jalen Hurts, you know, had been here. I'm just saying, like, when you give somebody an extension, you don't want their attitude to change. I want Nick to be hungry because he still wants that extension. So go out there and prove it. Now, if we get to the playoffs, like I said, we beat Green Bay, going to the NFC Championship game, hit him with it. Bow. You know, 5 years extension. Give it to him. But I wouldn't do it just
five
yet.
Years.
You know, we got a game on Sunday. We got to see what they do. Ravens, you know. And then we'll roll into the playoffs. But I wouldn't just hand out the money just yet. You know, we hungry, we quiet, we ain't drinking no perfume like Ike said. We ain't
again, who
nothing.
Drinks perfume? That's my question.
Well, I don't know. Coach said it is working.
Why do you always got to criticize?
Well, again, because no one has anyone ever drank perfume? It's not even a saying. Rat poison, I get.
But it's a word. It's a saying. You know, I've heard it before.
The big dumb dip one again?
You're supposed to be this. You say you're this big sports guy. I heard it as people say it in sports before. You're supposed to be like,
no, there's no way anyone ever said it.
You know what, Corey? Corey, here's what I'd say about keeping him hungry and putting having the contract as the prize for success.
Yeah, I got the carrot in front of you.
That doesn't always work the way you want it to. You know, I think at the end of last year, Hassan Reddick was thinking about a contract when he was chasing sacks instead of just playing the right way. I think giving A.J. Brown a contract this year, giving Devontae Smith a contract this year, so they don't have to, knowing that they might not get the numbers that they're used to getting, but that winning was the important thing and they believed in them. I think you get better out of those guys paying them before and not making them think about personal achievements to win it. So my position...
That's pretty good foresight, my Howie.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what they do.
Yeah. You know,
that's what they do. They pay guys so they're not on the last year of their deal if they want to keep them. So I understand the point, Corey, but I don't think you have to worry about Nick Sirianni being hungry to win. As far as a motivation, I don't think he is doing this to get a contract. We all like contracts. Everybody in there, you hope, is doing it to win. You know, also to get a contract.
Yeah, we like contracts.
But to win. So I understand your point, but I think like sometimes giving them the contract early can get a better value out of somebody than having them sort of only thinking about the contract.
Let me ask you a follow up real quick.
Give him a contract early.
So Jalen Hurts, right? You said we gave him his contract, right?
Yep.
We saw what happened last year when he got the contract, right? Now, let's say we would have gave him that contract before the Super Bowl. Let's say we would have gave it to him week 15 when he was in MVP race. And then all the stuff that was happening at the end of last season came up. What would you have said? See what I'm saying? Like, we want to make sure. Like, I think Nick Sirianni is that guy, and he's going to get a contract. But it's like, let's just hold off. We saw how last year, you know, let's just hold off. And then we'll give him his little thing, you know. That's all I'm saying. Hey, yo, I got a bone to pick with you tomorrow. I got a bone to pick.
Your time's running out. It's only been 5 minutes.
Yeah, well, that's a good tease. A good tease for tomorrow, Corey.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, what do I do? Yeah.
Well, I hope it's not a delegation thing because they've been coming
it
for
to be
you.
That.
Yep.
Ohio State won. Did I say anything about Ohio
State?
Yeah,
I don't know. Can't be anything Kobe related.
No.
Or Lakers related.
Right.
No. Jack, what is your opinion on this thing?
Well, of course not. But can we just see how he does in the postseason before we're handing out contract extensions? I don't think this is last year's team, but we were 10-1 last year. They're 9-2 now. And I'm not giving up on the Belichick reality.
Oh, God.
Oh, stop it. They're not getting Belichick. They're not getting Belichick.
If they lose in the first round and he sees this roster, I guarantee you Bill Belichick will be an Eagle.
Oh, you're crazy. He's not coming here.
I don't know that. I am not giving up that dream yet. So if he wins a postseason game, fine. Give him knock your socks off with your Sirianni contract extension. But I got to see that first before I'm doing it midseason. I can't get him getting cocky.
But he's already cocky. That's how he is.
All right, he's already annoying now. But if he gets a contract extension, he's back to mean mugging on the sidelines. And we need a little bit of hungry Nick. I don't want.
We need humbled and hungry.
Yes. That.
Yes, we need a humbled and hungry.
And the team responds better when they think the coach is getting fired. I'm just letting you know. 2021.
They play for it. Yeah.
And this year. So you don't want to lose that thread.
All right.
Also, credit to you, Spike.
Why?
You've gotten this far without saying, I was once a manager. Making decisions on contracts.
Now, wait a minute. Wow. But now, wait a minute.
That was a staple in the summer.
But hold on. I didn't even do it, and I'm getting called out for doing it, even though I didn't even do it?
Well, I was thinking about it.
I was trying to think. Did I ever have to do it? Did we ever have?
We had a couple contracts.
We
had a couple contracts.
What did you do? Just bully me?
I get bullied.
Would you make them sign the paper?
No, I'm just saying, I don't remember any back and forth.
Are we all signing Braves contracts around here?
You know what? Here's why I was a good manager. Because I was a manager. I don't know if you heard this.
Yes, there it is.
I would do all the upfront work before I even went to the host. So I would try to bully my bosses to get as much as I could. And then that way we didn't have to negotiate very much. I didn't like negotiating.
I like that strategy.
I hate negotiating. I wanted all my players. I wanted you guys to all be happy. It's not my money.
February is a big month around here for some people.
Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
You want me to be your agent again?
Yeah, kind of. I'm thinking over here.
You know? I once for somebody here, I had such a temper tantrum with David that I was like, just take it out of my pay. And he was like, will you stop it already?
Lord.
Yeah.
I always appreciate you did that for me.
It wasn't you.
Well, he's a clear example of you give him a contract too early, and look what he turned into.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't even pay attention in there anymore.
No, I got stuff to do. Yeah. I was watching Crochet during the show yesterday.
Yeah. See? All right. 215-592-9494. Would you give Nick Sirianni a contract extension right now? Navy Fred, you're on WIP.
Navy Fred, all right.
What's up, Navy Fred?
Yo, guys, what's going on? Hey, I got to apologize.
Thank you for your service, brother.
Yeah, thank you for your service. My grandfather was Fred and was also in the Navy.
How about that?
Yes, sir.
I don't care.
Hey, Jack. Hey, hell?
I got to apologize to Ike. I was one of the angry callers at the end of the year that was screaming for Belichick. Ike told me to have patience. After week 5, Ike reiterated patience. Ike, I'm just calling to tell you, you were right.
Oh, how about that?
Wow, we don't get a lot of that around here.
By the way, it was not fun. It was not fun for about a month around here last year during the collapse in the end of the season.
Are you having to defend Nick during
goodness,
that?
Yes, yeah. Every day.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough.
I thought it was great.
It's much easier to be a Nick guy right now at 9-2.
Right.
I came at the exact right time to be a Nick guy.
Where were you at last year?
Nah, yeah. I was a Dable
something,
guy.
Something tells me you would have been singing a different tune at the end of last year.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, and Ike, you're right. I would extend him, give him the money now. The players will benefit, and it'll help them in the stretch run. And on the way out, can I get some Ike juice?
Oh, yeah, hook him up, Nate. They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
Did you just call me Ned? Nate?
I said Navy Fred.
Oh, Navy okay. Fred. By the way, that's how it goes around here. He literally agreed with me, but he couldn't
said
even,
me, yeah.
Yeah, he couldn't even get through his head that he agreed with me on the football thing. So he just immediately, look, Ike knows what I'm talking about. You got to give Sirianni the extension now.
It's a lot of mix-up between Spike and Ike, though.
Yes, yes. And then there's also mix-up between, it's me and Jack. It's really just whatever the opinion they dislike the most is actually I get credit for.
Well, that's... It's your last name's fault.
Yeah, it's what?
It's your last name's
your last
fault.
Name.
Yeah, well, that certainly is part of it, I'm sure. All right, I'm curious what I wonder if Elliot would want to give him the extension.
Oh my God,
we have Elliot here at 3.
Based on his tweets,
yeah,
they should have already given him the extension
for the season.
Yeah, he and Howard are in a Nick Sirianni love contest.
Well, they're in a worm off.
Yeah, definitely in a worm off. And by the way, people believe me more than those two because they know that those two have the Eagles worm.
That's right,
and that's where it's coming from. So we'll get to your calls. Should they give Nick Sirianni a contract extension right now? What a change in this season. I can't believe we're asking this question. 215-592.
Contract extensions and Super Bowls.
Yeah, it's changed since week 4. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.